Finally, we have the Lusher family with part two of Dad Jokes to bring a smile. Well, hopefully.
Man walks into a bar and notices all the shelves are empty apart from some bottles of gin and whiskey on the top shelf. Ah, I see you're keeping your spirits up.
The world tongue twister champion just got arrested. I hear he's going to get a really tough sentence.
Did you hear about the magician who uses chocolate in his magic act? He's always got a couple of Twix up his sleeve.
I met the bloke who invented crosswords today. I can't remember his name. It's P something T something R.
Richard III camping store is planning a sale in December. Now is the winter of our discontents.
The man who invented the multi-screen cinema has sadly passed away. His funeral is next Tuesday at 6:40, 7:15, 8:20 and 9:05.
Just had a call from my mate. He said he bought a world map and told his wife, throw this dart and wherever it lands, I'm taking you for a holiday when this pandemic's over. Turns out they're spending 2 weeks behind the fridge.
I said to the doctor, people keep taking the mick out of me because they think I'm a cricket ball. The doctor said, how's that? I said, don't you start.
My wife blocked me on Facebook because I post too many bird puns. Well, two can play at that game.
My friend's son got a part in a school play as a chap that's been married 25 years. He told him, never mind, son, you might get a speaking part next time.
I just interviewed a bloke for a job. Can you perform under pressure? I asked. No, he replied, but I do a great Bohemian Rhapsody.
I'm a huge ice skating fan, and when my Yorkshire friend said he could arrange for me to meet Torval, I was really excited. I was very disappointed when it turned out to be a big green duck.
I was watching the Bermuda Philharmonic Orchestra last night, and halfway through, the bloke on the triangle disappeared.
I once had a chat with Elvis about certain supermarkets, Waitrose, the Co-op, Sainsbury's, Morrison's, Tesco, Asda, Aldi. It was a little less conversation.
Finally, my friend claims that he accidentally glued himself to his autobiography, but I don't believe it. However, that's his story and he's sticking to it.